From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, September 28, 2017. I'm Philip Graham. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. The residents of the Jefferson Heights Sewer District are now applying for permits to hook up to the new system. Catskill Town Supervisor Doreen Davis and representatives of the Delaware Engineering presented information on the $12.5 million project and talked about lateral connections, the homeowners linked to the system, during the town board meeting last week. The permit is free for the first year, and residents must seek out private contractors to perform the lateral connections. Davis said, and I quote, "Legally, the town cannot be involved with that, the connection work, nor would we want to," end quote. The yearly sewer rate per household in 2018 will be $87. That fee covers the costs associated with the operation and maintenance of the system. As of Tuesday, September 26, 69 connection permits had been issued. 12 residents with permits have already been connected to the system, Davis said. She said the town is assuming lateral connections on the Leeds end of the project will not take place until 2018. There is a six-month window of opportunity for residents to acquire the permit and get connected, and they can apply for a six-month extension if necessary, Davis said. Lateral connections in Jefferson Heights will be interrupted for the winter, beginning November the 1st and extend through May the 1st. An audio of the September 20th Catskill Town Board meeting is available at wgxc.org/newsroom. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Bill Williams is reporting for WCTW-FM, The Cat. The annual Hudson Flag Day Parade is in jeopardy. The parade's planning committee has seen the departure of several key members, according to Williams, and new volunteers are needed to keep the tradition going. An emergency meeting will be held Thursday, October the 26th, at a location to be announced to decide the fate of the 2018 parade. The Hudson Flag Day Parade has been a major event in Hudson since 1997. The countywide celebration was formally presented by the Hudson Elks Lodge in partnership with the City of Hudson, but since 2015, it has been organized by the nonprofit Hudson Flag Day Parade, Incorporated. The 2017 parade was held Saturday, June the 10th. The event's corporate sponsors and contributors included the Galvin Foundation, A. Colarusso and Son, Columbia County Tourism, Hudson River Bank and Trust Foundation, Columbia County Sons and Daughters of Italy, and Columbia Memorial Health. Finally, Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media that officials in Columbia County held a third in a series of forums on the county opioid epidemic on Tuesday, September the 26th at Copeg Town Hall. While statewide, the number of opioid-related deaths decreased between 2015 and 2016, in Columbia County, the death rate increased during the same period. At the forum, Twin County Recovery Services Executive Director Beth Schuster said she hopes to expand the organization's intensive outpatient program next year. The program provides clients who have already successfully detoxed a minimum of 9 hours a week of intensive recovery services. Columbia County Sheriff Dave Bartlett said his department just hired a new narcotics investigator to, and I quote, "deal with street-level work," end quote. Bartlett said he is looking to add new prevention measures in middle schools and high schools in the county and to expand the school resource officer program as well. He said, and I quote, "having those people in the schools, working with the schools and helping educate the schools. That is where we're heading in 2018, end quote. Assemblymember Dee Dee Barrett asked some of the audience about any plans to create long-term recovery options. Schuster said she had conversations about creating extensions to the county's halfway houses for that next phase of recovery, but noted there is inadequate state funding for that kind of program. That is a story you can read at HudsonValley360.com. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with the temperature high near 71 degrees. For Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 45. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, sunny with a high near 66 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers mainly after 7 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 46. And on Saturday, a chance of showers before 2 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 62 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 41. Sunrise today was at 6:49 a.m. and the sun will set at 6:41 p.m. That will give us 11 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, almost 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 28th day of September 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.